登组合交流。 Good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. Once again, time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. Hear some rumbling off in the background. This may be a little bit of a thunderstorm edition here of the Houston AmSatNet. We do have some storms approaching. This is a directed net. All calls should go through net control. And this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. And here we are in the first part of May. So we're going on, I guess it's just about been 4 years since Andy passed away. So unfortunately, it's not a anniversary time that we like to remember, but sometimes the time does seem to go by pretty fast. Okay, thanks to Joe, W5BSA. We're on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston. PL tone is 123.0. We're also on the 442.5 repeater in Katy, and with this links to other repeaters and the AmSat Talk Group 98006 on DMR. And then there's also the YSF Fusion, Talk Group 11689. The All-Star Node, 572580. And then there's also Echolink. It's a star, AmSat, star. Okay, I'll now take a local check-in.
Yes, it is. Kilo Delta 5 for Fox Connect Juliet, 85 PQJ Herbert.
All right, we got you down, Herbert. West Houston, I believe, there, KD5 PQJ. We got anybody else? Carl, you out there? Okay, well, we'll take a standby here later, about halfway through the net, and see if we pick up any scragglers there on the check-ins. So, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSat net. You can call and make a quick phone check into the net by calling 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message. That's to West Virginia 5 Yankee, with no dashes and no number, as Andy used to like to say. And you can send an email, that's to wv5y@comcast.net.
PL123.
And thanks to Bruce, KK5DO, the URLs that we discuss are available over at www.amsatnet.com. They're on the by a link on the front page, so we appreciate that from Bruce. Okay, we're going to start here with a little bit of info from the South Texas Blue Launch Team. Of course, they have their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month. That usually happens at 4:30 p.m. at a local restaurant here. And then they get down to the nitty-gritty there at 8 p.m. Central Time on Zoom, and that's over at k5wh.net/Zoom. So you can participate or listen in, see what's going on over there with Walter. And so we appreciate that. And he let us know about an upcoming Slow Scan TV event. I'm sure we're going to have some more information here probably in the AmSat News Service bulletins, but the Expedition 73, or ARIS Series 27, is doing a special ARIS Russian SSTV event. Okay, the Russian SSTV slow scan event has already started. Started at May the 5th, 2025 at 1200 UTC. It's a celebration commemorating a regional holiday. It will impact the availability of appers. And it goes until the 18th, I believe, here. So you want to monitor 145.800 megahertz for activity here during the passes. And looks like there's going to be a real good pass here for folks in the Houston area or in South Texas. So we've got like an 88-degree pass, and that's going to be happening at 10:03 p.m. So set your receivers to 145.800 and record or pipe the audio into your computer, and you might be able to copy some really beautiful SSTV pictures. And they should be using format PD120. Okay, let's see here. We did have BLT-145 or AB5SS-145 that made its fourth lap around the world there. So we want to say yes, congratulations to John on that. So we'll be looking for more balloon updates there from Walter. We're going to switch gears over here to the AMSAT News Service Bulletins. This is ANS Bulletin number 124, and tonight's editor is Mitch Ehrensdorf, AD0HJ. The AMSAT News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports and activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. All right, if you'd like to get your own personal copy of the AMSAT News Service Bulletins in your inbox, you can sign up for a free email delivery of AMSAT News Service Bulletins through the ANS list. And join the list, you go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. All right, we've got Hamvention coming up here shortly. And the AMSAT prepares for a major presence at the 2025 Dayton Hamvention. AMSAT will return to the 2025 Dayton Hamvention with a strong lineup of events, volunteer opportunities, and social gatherings. The event is set for May 16th through the 18th at the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio, where AMSAT will again serve as one of the larger exhibitors, occupying booths 1007 through 1010 and 1. And then alongside its booth activities, AMSAT will host a variety of forums and after-hour events designed to engage and inform amateur radio enthusiasts. In preparation for Hamvention, AMSAT is actively seeking volunteers to help staff the booth. around 20 volunteers assisted during last year's event, providing a crucial link between AMSAT and the broader amateur radio community. Whether attendees can offer a few hours or the entire weekend, AMSAT welcomes all who are interested. Those wishing to volunteer or request more information can contact Phil Smith, W1EME, via email, and that's at W1EME@astrocom.net. The AMSAT forum is scheduled for Saturday, May the 17th, and it will be from 1:35 p.m. to 3:10 p.m. EDT in Forum Room 2. And attendees are encouraged to arrive early and catch the ARIS, or the Amateur Radio on the International Space Station Forum, at 12:40 p.m. in the same room.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
The forum will provide updates on current projects and the future plans within the AMSAT community. Okay, then there's the 16th annual Tapper/AMSAT banquet, and that will take place on Friday, May the 16th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and that's at the Kohler Presidential Banquet Center in Kettering, Ohio. And this year's keynote speaker will be Phil Karn, KA9Q, who will discuss developments in his KA9Q-radio software suite. All right. Tickets for the banquet are $70 and must be purchased in advance through the AMSAT store. And that has to be done by Monday, May the 12th, p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Seating is limited based on the number of meals reserved with the caterer, and no tickets will be sold or distributed at the AMSAT booth. Yeah, that's the way they used to do it a long time ago, many, many years ago, and sometime it would turn into a fiasco. So, well, they're locked that down. So, I hope everybody remembers that the deadline there for that is Monday, May the 12th at 5 p.m. If you get to the Hamvention a little bit early, on Thursday, May the 15th, AMSAT will host its annual informational gathering at Tickets Pub and Eatery, and that's in Fairborn, Ohio. That's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. No program or reservations are required, just good food, drinks, and conversation. All are welcome to attend and enjoy a relaxed evening ahead of the Hamvention weekend.
BL-123.
Okay, Tickets does offer a wide menu of Greek and American fare, along with beverages from the bar. As the central player in amateur satellite operations, AMSAT's presence at Hamvention continues to reflect its leadership in advancing space-based amateur radio. From technical presentations to social events and volunteer engagement, AMSAT offers multiple ways for newcomers and seasoned operators alike to get involved and connect with the broader ham radio community. And we want to thank AMSAT for that info. All right. I think yesterday was the last night was the peak of the Halley's and meteor action there. So I wonder if anybody out there managed to work any meteor scatter contacts. Let's see. We do have Amazon kicking off the Kuiper network with an ambitious first satellite launch. Okay, this is Marty WV5Y and the Houston AmSatNet. Let's see. Let's go ahead and we are a quarter past the hour here, so we'll get right into that Kuiper network launch info. But first of all, let's take a quick standby and see who we've had checking in via some of our other means. Okay, let's see, we did hear from Andrew, KC5LWY, he's down there in Galveston, so hope he's doing good down there still, and hope he gets a chance to try to work some of the slow scan action there when he's off, and so starting tonight, Andrew, 10 p.m., if you're not working, then if you're not on the ferry, you might try copying some slow scan, and of course that will be going on for about a week, so there's going to be plenty more opportunities. All right, we've got Dale, WD0AKO, he's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota. And, of course, thanks to him, he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. So we appreciate that. We have had to use it once or twice. We've also, let's see, we heard from Kai in 6ZZO. He's in McKinleyville, California. He's one of our podcast listeners, and he calls and checks in. So we appreciate that. Okay, thanks to Vern, W80RCR, out in Wentzville, Missouri. You can hear our net on the top band, and that's on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, I like to say. And that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So check us out on the top band there. And let's see, from APRS, we haven't had any APRS check-ins in a while. Like we still don't have any, so but then let's see, we've got the internet relay chat system. We've got Ken AK0A, Clay KG4OZW, Brian KG4WIJ, Renee NZ9T, and Bob K8WX over there. Okay, let's see, and then from Echolink, we've got Mitch, AD0HJ, and of course, thanks to Mitch, he puts on the DMR AmSatNet that takes place on Wednesday nights, and that's at 9 p.m. Central Time, and that's over on the AmSat DMR talk group of 98006, or YSF Fusion 11689. And through the Katy repeater on 442.5 here in the Houston area, and it's other local or linked repeaters, and all those other ways as well. Okay, let's see. We've got Damien, AG9P. He's out there in Oconto, Wisconsin. Good evening to Damien. Hello to Steve, KA5YFC, and we've got Indoff, N6UTC, he's out there in Long Beach, California. We've got Patrick, PB7JPS. Good evening to Patrick. Welcome to the Houston AmSatNet. And then we got Dave, WB7DRU, and he's out there in Howard Lake, Minnesota, and has been checking into the net for many years now. Okay, we'll come back here in just a little while and make a standby for any local check-ins here. But this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSat Net, and we're getting over to Amazon, kicking off its Kuiper network with an ambitious first satellite launch. Of course, that first satellite launch included 27 satellites for its Kuiper broadband internet constellation. They launched on Monday, marking the start of its long-anticipated challenge to SpaceX's Starlink network. The satellites lifted off aboard a United Launch Alliance, or a ULA, Atlas V rocket at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which was 2300 UTC. That was from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida, after an initial launch attempt earlier this month was delayed by weather. The launch is part of Amazon's $10 billion Project Kuiper, which aims to deploy 3,236 satellites into low Earth orbit to deliver global broadband service. Unveiling in 2019, the initiative targets consumers, businesses, and governments, a customer base already served by Starlink's rapidly growing presence in the satellite internet market. Service is also being positioned as a vital solution for rural and underserved areas. So all these constellations are going to be in direct competition with each other. Hopefully that will bring prices down. You never know. Amazon's Kuiper program has experienced more than a year of delays, pushing the inaugural deployment well past its original target of early 2024. Under a Federal Communications Commission mandate, Amazon must launch half of its satellite constellation, or 1,618 satellites, by mid-2026. Analysts expect the company may need to seek an extension due to its late start. All 27 satellites from Monday's launch are functioning normally, according to Amazon CEO Andy Jassy, who confirmed the status on social media nearly 7 hours after liftoff. The confirmation marks a key milestone in the project. Amazon expects to begin customer service later this year, assuming deployment and testing continue on schedule.
TL-123.
Amazon could launch up to 5 additional Kuiper missions in 2025, according to ULA CEO Tori Bruno. The company has indicated that initial service could begin with as few as 578 satellites, enabling limited coverage in northern and southern regions, with global service expanding as more satellites are deployed. Amazon's experience in customer products and cloud infrastructure is seen by executives as a potential advantage over competitors. Oh, yeah, maybe that'll just come along with your Prime membership. Yeah, right. Okay, SpaceX, which has launched over 8,000 Starlink satellites since 2019, currently leads the market with more than 5 million users in 125 countries. Despite SpaceX's head start, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos remains optimistic about Kuiper's future. Bezos said in January, there's insatiable demand for internet, and there's room for lots of winners. All right, bullish on space. Okay, you can read the full article over at www.routers.com/business/media-telecom/amazon-launches-first-cuiper-internet-satellites-taking-starlink-2025-04-28. And of course that link's over at amsatnet.com. Thanks to Bruce. I want to thank Joey Roulette from Routers for that information. Okay, the 2025 AmSat President's Club coins have arrived, and they're celebrating the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight. You can help support the Golf and the Fox Plus projects. You can join the AmSat President's Club today. And to do that, you just go over to www.amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AmSat Net. Europe's Vega C rocket launches a satellite to map forest health. The European Space Agency, or the ESA, successfully launched its biomass satellite aboard a Vega C rocket on April the 29th, advancing both Earth science research and Europe's independent access to space. The launch took place at 5:15 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or 0915 UTC, from the Guiana Space Center in French Guiana. Satellite separated from the rocket's Avum upper stage nearly an hour later, entering a sun-synchronous orbit at an altitude of 666 kilometers. All right, the rain's coming down out there. It's coming down hard. Built by Airbus Defense and Space, the 1,250-kilogram biomass satellite is part of ESA's Earth Explorer program. Its central feature is a P-band synthetic aperture radar, or SAR, designed to measure the amount of carbon stored in the Earth's forests by penetrating the tree canopy and mapping forest biomass. Simonetta Celli, ESA's Director of Earth Observation Programs, likened the technology to a medical scan of the forest during a pre-launch briefing. Biomass is designed for a 5.5-year mission. The first 18 months will focus on tomographic radar mapping of forest interiors, followed by 4 years of interferometric observations to track changes in forest height and biomass.
W5BSA repeater.
Beyond forests, the satellite will also observe glaciers and deserts using the radar's ability to penetrate ice and sand. ESA plans to collaborate with NASA, sharing data with the forthcoming NISAR satellite, which operates a similar SAR system at higher frequencies. satellite's radar system required new advancements in radio frequency electronics due to the use of lower frequency P-band waves. Airbus official Justin Byron noted that engineers had to develop customers and supporting electronics. The radar's 12-meter deployable antenna built by L3Harris will begin unfolding a few days after launch in a process expected to take 4 days. This mission marks Vega C's second launch since returning to flight in December of 2024, following a 2022 failure during the VV-22 mission. ESA and Arianespace officials emphasized the extensive reviews and oversight applied to the rocket to ensure reliability. We are scrutinizing very closely all of the launcher for any anomalies or weak points, said Tony Tolker Nielsen, ESA's Director of Space Transportation, who added that this level of review will continue through 5 launches. With Vega C, sounds like something from Contact, and the upcoming Ariane 6, both operational, European officials underscored the strategic significance of sovereign launch capability. Arianespace CEO David Cavalieri highlighted the importance of ending reliance on foreign providers like SpaceX. Arianespace has conducted 2 launches so far in 2025 and plans 6 more by year's end. Responsibility for Vega C operations will soon shift to Avio, the rocket's manufacturer, with the transition described as proceeding smoothly. Alright, you can read the full article on this one over at spacenews.com/vega-launches-biomass-satellite. And we want to thank Jeff Faust of Space News for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y and the Houston AmSatNet. Now we're just a little bit past the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a quick standby and see if we have any late check-ins. So any late check-ins, come now. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y on the Houston AmSatNet. It's raining quite nicely outside. See, we're down to the list. We have the Gridmaster Map Satellite Top 100 Rover May 2025 rankings. All right, the May 2025 rankings for the top 100 rovers being mixed low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, and geostationary in satellite operations as determined by @GridmasterMap on X, has been released. The ranking is determined by the number of grids and DXCC entities activated, taking into account only of those grids where a minimum number of QSOs logged on the GridMaster.fr website have been validated by a third party.
DL-123.
Grid numbers do not directly reflect the exact number of activations. Satellite operators are encouraged to upload their logbook of the world satellite contacts to gridmaster.fr in order to provide more accurate data. Okay, here we go. Through the list, and number one, first place, still, we've got ND9M. Congratulations. Oh, I already see Indoff down there in position number 22. Okay, we've got NJ7H, JA9KRO, UT1FG, N5UC, DL6AP, OE3SEU, WI7P, DP0POL, K5ZN, and number 10. We've got F5VMJ, N6UA, LU5ILA, HA3FLK, N9IP, WY7AA, W7PFG, AK8CW, DL2GRC, AD0DX, N4AKV, and then in 22 we've got AD0HJ. Okay, we've got WD9EWK, ND0C, and DJ8MS, rounding out the first 25. Okay, we've got KX9X, ON4AUC, KG5CCI, N5BO, K8BL, KE4AL, KB5FHK, K4BKV, VE3HLS, PA3GAN, KI0KB, JO2ASQ. We've got KI7UNJ, LA9XTA, VA1PK, VA3VGR, N7AGF, VK5DG, XE3DX, KE0WPA, PR8KW, KE0PVR, K7TAB, KJ2XXK, and EB1AO in position 50. All right, so we've got AC0RA, N7WGC, N6DMM, JL3RNZ, EA4NF, SM3NRY, DF2ET, XE1ET, LU4JVE, KI7QEK, AA5PK, SP5XSD, F4XXV, AB7DB, VE1CWJ, KE9AJ. Okay, then number 67 from China, we've got BG7QIW, then DL4EA, N8RO, KM4LAO, W8LR, VA7LM, M1DVD, W1AW in 74, and HB9GWJ in number 75. Alright, the last quarter of the list, we've got N4UFO, PT28P, AA8CH, PT9BM, VE1VOX, FG8OJ, YU0W, KJ7NBY, N6UTC. Hey, there's NDOF in position number 84. We've got AF5CC, XI7UXT, PS8BR, WA9JBQ, KB2YSI, N4DCW, JM1CAX, and K0FFY. Okay, and then position 93, we've got VE3GOP, N0TEL, KG4AXV, W8MTB, CU2ZG, VE7PTN, DK9JC, and K6VHF. say thanks to at Gridmaster Map on X for that information. And we got some new hardware coming out this year. It's the SDR Gen 2, a versatile GNU radio-based transverter that will have coverage from 2 meters on 144 megahertz all the way to 6 gigahertz, continuous coverage. All right. Thing will do direct VHF, UHF, 900 megahertz, LS, and C-band operations, up conversion to 5 and dime capability. I'm not exactly sure what that means. Okay, all modes, CW, SFB, FT8, in narrowband FM, SSTV, ATV, etc. All modes. Minimum downlink data rate of 1 MSPS. And it's built to fly on Fox Plus and the golf missions. All right, and that comes from AMSAT Engineers, helping to keep amateur radio in space. And the ASCENT program, or the Advanced Satellite Communications and Exploration of New Technology. All right, this is Marty WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. We do not have any changes to the AMSAT North America TLE distribution for May the 2nd, 2025. But two-line elements, or TLEs often referred to as Keplerian elements, or KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the STP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Say that three times fast. Okay, weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites, so you can just download your KEP file once a week and do the update, and that should keep everything pretty much in place. TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day, and new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. If you need more information, you can go over to www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. And there has been some changes here recently in the KEPS world. So we have a notice in an effort to minimize confusion between sources of two-line element sets. AMSAT is adopting the convention of listing the USSF/NORAD satellite catalog name first, followed by any secondary name or names in parentheses, which would be what we recognize the satellite by. For example, POEM 4, and then parentheses BGS ARPIT, was added recently, where POEM 4 is the name that appears in the U.S. Space Force catalog, satellite catalog, and BGS ARPIT is the name best known within the amateur satellite community. All right, so as we undergo the implementation of these changes, we will expect name changes for affected satellites in the coming weeks, and as this change is fully implemented. So this week there are no additions or deletions to the AMSAT TLE distribution, so we want to thank the AMSAT Orbital Elements page for that information, and that's amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources.
DL-123.
Okay, this is Marty WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. See, we got N0IUVJ. He's on Echo Link there. Let's see, might be a new check-in. Looks like, other than that, we don't have any other new check-ins at the moment. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station, and the Japanese astronauts as well now. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 MHz worldwide. Okay, we've got a recently completed contact, and we've got a couple of them, actually. The Wireless Institute of Australia AGM and Technical Expo, Bendigo, Victoria, Australia, had a telebridge via V6VUE. ISS call sign was NA1SS. Crew member was Takaya Onishi, KF5LKS. The mentor was VK4KHC, and the contact was Saturday, 5-3-2025 at 11-12-24 UTC. Okay, then the IISS Copernico Pasoli, Verona, Italy, telebridge via K6DUE, ISS call sign, scheduled to be NA1SS. Crew member is Jonathan Johnny Kim, KJ5HKP. The ARS mentor is IZ2GOJ, and the contact, Monday, 5-5-2025 at 9:36:54 UTC. Many times a school may make a last-minute decision to do a live stream or run into a last-minute glitch requiring a change of the URL, but we at the ARIS may not get the URL in time for publication. So you can always check live.aris.org to see if a school is live streaming. Here we go, the status. The crossband repeater for the International Space Station continues to be active. It's on 145.990 MHz up with a PL tone of 67. And in the downlink frequency on which you listen is on 437.800 MHz. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. And the packet system is also active. It's on 145.825 MHz up and down. But there is a special ARIS Russian SSTV event that is probably taking the place on that radio and has the frequency slightly changed over to 145.800. The special ARIS Russia SSTV event on the ISS beginning May 5th at 1200 UTC is a celebration commemorating a regional holiday. Monitor 145.800 MHz for potential activity during passes. This will impact the availability of the APRS digipeater. And as always, if there's an EVA, a docking or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. And note, all times are approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before our listed times. And the latest information on the operation mode can be found for the ISS over at www.ars.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html, and the latest list of frequencies in use can be found at www.ars.org/contact-v-iss.html. All right, we will thank Charlie Safana, HA9N, one of the ARIS Operation Team mentors, for that information. This is Marty WV5Y and the Houston AmSatNet. We don't have any currently posted upcoming satellite operations, but a growing number of satellite rovers are currently engaged in sharing their grid square activations when they're making them, and they do that over on hams.at. And by visiting the website, you gain easy access to comprehensive information about the operators responsible for activating specific grid squares. And you can also access the max score between yourself and a particular rover for a given pass, while also being able to identify the upcoming satellite passes that are accessible from your location. So check out hams.at, and we want to thank Ian Parsons, K5ZM, and AmSat Rover Page Manager for that information. Alright, this is Marty, WZ5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. AmSat ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, hamfests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. And AmSat Ambassador Clint Bradford, K6LCS, says, think a 75-minute presentation on working the easy satellites would be appropriate for your club or event? Let me know by emailing k6lcsclint@gmail.com or calling 909-999-7287. Clint's never given the exact same show twice. Each of his 150-plus presentations so far has been customized or tailored to his audiences. All right, the next big amateur radio event on the board here is the Dayton Hamvention, and that's May 16th through the 18th. At the Greene County Fair and Expo Center at 210 Fairground Road in Xenia, Ohio, 45385. This is the big United States Hamvention, the big convention, the mama, the one that everybody wants to go to. Find all kinds of interesting gear over there, and maybe even some announcements of some new radios. Okay, find more information on all the action for AmSat and Hamvention, you can go check out www.amsat.org/amsat-at-hamvention-2025. And for general information, just go over to hamvention.org. Okay, there's the Rochester Amateur Radio Association Hamfest 2025. That's going to be held on June 21st at the Bernard Fire Department Park, 410 Maiden Lane in Rochester, New York, 14616. And ambassador should be KB2YSI there. And the URL is rochesterham.org/ mbest.htm.
DL-123.
All right. You might be interested in becoming an AMSAT ambassador. AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations that demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites, and they host information tables when they're over there at those club meetings, their ham fests, the conventions, maker fairs, and other events. So you can find more information over at www.amsat.org/ambassador. And we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, Director of AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information. Okay, don't forget about the AMSAT Remove Before Flight key tags. They are now available, and they are the real thing. Same key tags that are put on the satellites for the things that you're supposed to pull off of there right before they go into space. Your $20 donation goes to help fly a Fox Plus satellite. It gets you the Remove Before Flight key tag, and it includes first-class postage for those in the United States. You can order today over at www.amsat.org/product-amsat-remove-before-flight-keychain.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Marty, WD5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Juan Carlos, COATW, reports that a WhatsApp channel titled Satellites for Hams now has 338 active subscribers. The channel shares regular updates and information of interest to amateur radio satellite operators, including how to become a member of AMSAT. It can be accessed directly at whatsapp.com/0029VALMU2D4HG7YR2TB2D. All right, directly. Of course, you can find that link at amsatnet.com. To join, download the free WhatsApp app from your device's app store for the iPhone or the Google Play Store for Android, or access it from your computer at web.whatsapp.com. WhatsApp, now owned by Meta, is a global messaging platform that supports text, voice, video, and multimedia sharing. It remains a popular tool among hams for coordinating and exchanging satellite-related information in real time. And we want to thank Juan Carlos, COATW, for that information. Okay, we're keeping for Venus, Soviet spacecraft originally intended for Venus, Cosmos 482, expected to make an uncontrolled reentry into Earth's atmosphere around May 9th to 10th after orbiting the planet over the past 53 years. And it was launched back in March of 1972, but the mission failed when the upper stage of its Soyuz booster cut off prematurely, stranding the Venus lander in Earth orbit. Open for that one. So it says the risk to people or infrastructure is low. The lander size and mass make its reentry comparable to a small meteorite impact. Its fiery return is a rare and fascinating reminder of Cold War era space exploration still orbiting above us. And that comes from space.com. Of course, you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, a recognized group, club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students enrolled our membership are valid for one-half the standard yearly rate. And the post-secondary school students enrolled in at least half-time status will be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. Memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 73, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that's from this week's ANS editor, Mitch Ahrensdorf, 80HJ. And that's MAHRENSTORFF at AMSAT.org. So thanks a lot, Mitch. I could have probably read that a little bit faster and gotten to everything. All right, well, we hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AMSAT Net. Stay safe out there. Looks like the rain finally stopped. So keep making lots of satellite contacts and lots of radio contacts, and we look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5DO in Roman Forest, myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week from the Houston AMSAT Net.